dear listeners, a very warm welcome to the program A Word is Worth a Thousand Images. Do you remember us from last year? This is the English section, and this is the program for you all, fanatics of learning languages.
Today, you will listen to a varied program. These are the contents. First, we will learn something about brownies, a sweet you can't help enjoying for Christmas. Second, Christmas is happiness, but do we know what to do to be happy? Third, time for laughs, and to round up, an explosion of Christmas carols and music for this celebration. As you know, a cookery contest takes place almost every year at the Escuela Oficial de Idiomas. On Wednesday, the 22nd, we enjoyed the specialities of this season.
Christmas is near, and it is time for good eating round the decorated table. To do so, I'm going to give you a recipe. These are the ingredients for brownies. I know you love them. You will need 100 grams of margarine, 200 grams sugar, 200 grams of chocolate, 100 grams flour, some baking powder, 3 eggs, and 75 grams once chopped. And this is a process. You first melt the chocolate and margarine in a saucepan. Then mix the sugar, eggs, the flour, the baking powder and the walnuts. After that, spread the mixture in a square tin and bake for about 30 to 35 minutes, 180 Celsius. And finally, when cool, cut into 5 centimeters square pieces for serving. Yummy, yummy, delicious. And the poets who wrote the following poems thought the same. This is a poem about brownies. Oh, the joy of brownies. Oh, the joy of brownies, the black ones with the oozing fudge, the brown ones with powdered sugar, the white ones with chocolate chips. Oh, the joy of brownies. The taste I experience, deliciousness soothing the back of my throat as I swallow the bites I've stolen. Oh, the joy of brownies. The relaxation of the smell, putting your soul at peace, leaving you anticipating for your next bite. That is what we wish you for this vacation. Joy. And another poet, talking about this food, said, Brownies by Ella. A poem about brownies. This is an acrostic. B is for be prepared. R is for ready to serve my queen. O is for offering to help. W is for worldwide guiding family. N is for never forget my brownie promise. I is for I love brownies. E is for enjoying games. And S is for singing brownie songs. Okay, let's start introducing Vicente and José Luis, fifth year students. We'll talk about being happy, something that sometimes is not easy to reach. The issue is not to be happy, during next Christmas, but learning how to be reasonably happy for the year round. So, let's listen attentively to the following tips. Come on, let's get happy. Whatever we call it, be it happiness, quality of life, well-being or life satisfaction, we all know what it is, but do we know how to get it? Happiness, by definition, is considered to be how much one likes the life one lives. It is a purely subjective evaluation depending on your current health, financial status, job security, family life, and maybe how well your local football team is doing in the league, among other things. The cliché response to a question, what would make you happy, is usually a new car or house, win the lottery, or have more time for oneself. But are we sure that material wealth will give us long-term happiness? Research suggests that higher income countries do tend to be happier than lower income ones. But once you have a home, food and clothes, then extra money does not seem to make people much happier. It seems that the level at which happiness levels off is about £10,000 or approximately €15,000 a year. A few years ago, the New Economics Foundation was commissioned by the British government to review the interdisciplinary work of over 400 scientists from across the world. The aim was to identify a set of actions to improve individual life satisfaction or happiness, which they would be able to incorporate into their daily lives. The result of the review is the following.
Connecting with the people around you seems to be a main ingredient in personal happiness, be it with family, friends, colleagues and neighbors. These are the cornerstone of your life and we should invest time in developing them. Building these connections will support and enrich you every day. Social relationships are critical to our well-being. Survival research has found that well-being is increased by life goals associated with family, friends, social and political life, and decreased by goals associated with career success and material gains. Governments can shape policies in ways that encourage citizens to spend more time with families and friends and less time in the workplace. For example, an employment policy that actively promotes flexible working and reduces the burdens of commuting world would enable people to spend more time at home and in their communities to build supportive and lasting relationships. Be active. Go for a walk or a run. Step outside, cycle, play a game, do some gardening or go dancing. Exercising makes you feel good. Most importantly, discover a physical activity you enjoy and one that suits your level of mobility and fitness. Exercise has been shown to increase mood and has been used successfully to lower rates of depression and anxiety. Being active also develops the motor skills of children and protects against cognitive decline in the elderly. To improve our well-being, make use of the green spaces in our areas green and prioritize cycling and walking over car use. Take notice. Be curious. Catch sight of the beautiful. Remark on the usual. Notice the changes that are happening around us. Enjoy the moment, whether you are walking to work, eating lunch, or talking to friends. Be aware of the world around you and what you are feeling. Reflecting on our experiences will help you appreciate what matters to you. In the USA, research has shown that practicing awareness of sensations, thoughts, and feelings can improve both the knowledge we have about ourselves and our well-being for several years. But the 21st century's never-ending flow of messages from companies advertising products and services leaves little opportunity to savor or reflect on our experiences. Keep learning. Try something new. Rediscover an old interest. Sign up for a course. Take on different responsibility at work. Learn to play an instrument or how to cook your favorite food. See the challenge you will enjoy achieving. Learning new things will make you more confident as well as being fun. Learning encourages social interaction and increases self-esteem and feelings of competency. Behavior directed by personal goals to achieve something new has been shown to increase reported life satisfaction. While there is often a much greater emphasis on learning in the early years of life, psychological research suggests it is a critical aspect of day-to-day living for all age groups. Learning, even in the elderly, enables individuals to develop new skills, strengthen social networks, and feel more able to deal with life challenges. Give. Do something nice for a friend or a stranger. Thank someone. Smile. Volunteer your time. Join a community group. Look out as well as in. Seeing yourself and your happiness linked to the wider community can be incredibly rewarding and creates connections with the people around you. Studies in neuroscience have shown that cooperative behavior activates reward areas of the brain, suggesting we are hardwired to enjoy helping one another. Individuals actively engaged in their communities report higher well-being and their help, and gestures have known effects for others. Research shows that building reciprocity and mutual exchange through giving and receiving is the simplest and most fundamental way of building trust between people and creating positive social relationships and strong communities.
And to improve our sense of humor, Paula Mursa and Ionela Tana, also fifth-year students, will tell us how with What a Laugh.
What a laugh. My doctor says that for health reasons I should stop playing the drums.
Why?
He lives in the flat below.
What a laugh. Dad, why do we have humps on our backs?
Well, son, our humps contain fat and keeps us going all day in the desert.
And why do we have big padded feet?
Because the sand in the desert is very soft and they help us walk without sinking.
And why do we have long eyelashes?
To protect our eyes from sandstorms in the desert.
So what are we doing in London Zoo? What a laugh. If you had $2 and you ask your father for another dollar, how many dollars would you have?
$2.
You don't know your maths.
You don't know my father.
Okay, did you have a good laugh? Well, after the good laugh, let's listen now to our students of the Escuela Oficial de Idiomas singing White Christmas and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. They are África Jiménez, Juan Javier Andrés, Damián Argandoña and Elia Laguía. Okay, I hope you like it. Happiness for you all. Have a very, very special Christmas. Bye.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright. Your Christmas. to know. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
It's Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we vanish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard, but when you're having fun, there's a world outside your window. And it's a world of dreaded fear, where the only water flowing is a bitter sting of tears. And the Christmas bells that ring, there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God, it's them instead of you. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life, where nothing ever grows, no rain or rivers flow. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Here's to you, raise your glass for everyone, here's to them, underneath that burning sun. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Feed the world, feed the world, feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time, and feed the world.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you like it. Happiness for you all. Have a very, very special Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and good luck for the new year. That's all, folks.